I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Teek, this kid could spin it. Boy, oh boy, he can spin it, and he is absolutely one of the top prospects. Of course, the draft a couple of days away. We're talking about Josh Rosen from UCLA. We're happy to have him on the show. Josh, Tiki and Tierney, how are you today?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Doing really well today.
Yeah, no doubt. Welcome to the show. Awesome. Looking forward to having a nice conversation with you here. And, you know, it's funny. Time's ticking. And during the time, and Tiki and I have been doing this for months, dissecting the quarterback position, the rest of the draft, and so much has been written, so much has been said, so many different opinions weighing. How do you handle the entire draft process, which is only a couple of days away? You hear a lot of good stuff. You hear some negative stuff. How do you deal with everything, Josh?
I feel really good. I just want to have teammates again. I just want to belong to someone.
Now, Josh, I wonder what your experience growing up has taught you. I mean, you played tennis when you were young, and from what I hear, you were pretty good at it as well, but you ultimately chose football. Why'd you decide to go the football route when you were such a good tennis player?
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of polar opposites. Tennis is just it's a lonely game. I mean, you're out there, you're playing for, you're playing for yourself, playing for your family, but, football is a little different. You're playing for something a lot bigger than yourself. You're throwing a touchdown at the Rose Bowl, and I can turn sideline and see 120 in college of my teammates that you're directly making their lives better. And they're jumping up in joy, and to know that you had a part in that, it feels good. You've got administration, you've got students, you've got a fan base. You're playing for something bigger than yourself, and that was what I found really cool about football.
You know, Josh, what are the main knocks on you? Because let's face it, anybody that's seen the Tampa, you throw the football, there's really nothing mechanically, nothing mentally, nothing statistically that we could point to and say, that's why you shouldn't draft him. But some people have actually latched onto, and I find this nutty, as does Tiki, your upbringing, and that your dad was actually had a good job. And it's funny, like, people compliment me and my parents. I'm like, that's a compliment. You came from a good home. It seems like that's the one thing and really the only thing that people are leaning on to knock you a little bit. Now, if that's me, that would bother me. Does that bother you? How do you deal with that, Josh?
Well, the only reason it came up is because I talked about it my freshman year. I talked about how some of my teammates, they don't have anything to fall back on, and I do. I mean, like, was I like flying first class when I was a kid, ever going everywhere? No. But like, did I ever have to worry about whether there's going to be food on the table? No. And that's kind of why I said it my freshman year, and saying that I don't absolutely need football, and 'cause it came from a place of sort of almost heartache for my teammates, seeing them sleep in the team room and having these tough upbringings, sometimes getting taken advantage of by the system. There are a lot of very successful players in the NFL, Chris Long, the Mannings, the Palmers, that came from very successful families. I don't think that's any sort of indication of success at the next level. It was just something that I kind of noted my freshman year in an interview, and I guess a lot of guys took it the wrong direction.
Josh, you've gotten a lot of criticism. It's almost like people just want to hate you. And just listening to you talk, I find you quite interesting. I actually enjoy your perspective and your awareness of who you are. But why do you think people view you in such a negative way?
Well, you know, I think because I was thrown out into the spotlight at 18 years old, I might have been in. I've been in the spotlight for 3 years. A lot of the other guys in this draft have had been in it for a year, year and a half. But the level of exposure. I've just kind of been out there. And when I was 18, I didn't know that you really had to have a guard up. So I was very honest. I spoke about who I was. The only reason people know my dad's a doctor and my mom is a journalist is because I've said it. I think a lot of these, tell me off the top of your head, what does Baker's dad do? I don't think you'd know. I think it's because, I didn't know that was something. I didn't know at 18 years old you had to have your guard up like that. And I learned. I definitely learned. I learned that you don't change who you are. You just change your messaging and when you say things and how you say things. And that's where I think. That's why I think I'm very prepared to attack this next phase of my life. And regardless of the media audience, go on a national stage and be prepared for anything that can come after me. Because I've had worst case scenario. I've had best case scenario. And that's where I think that sort of. That sort of run through the ringers has helped me.
Josh Rosen, UCLA quarterback, formerly UCLA, getting ready to hear his name called in a couple of days at the draft, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. I know you took some flack for the old hot tub, but by the way, Tiki and I were giving you some high fives. Hey, if I was a freshman at UCLA, I would have been doing the same thing.
I appreciate that.
So, you know what's interesting about the usage of social media and the ability to communicate here? You look at the quarterbacks now, the ones that the sage veterans, future Hall of Famers, Rodgers and Brady and, of course, Eli and Big Ben, Phillip Rivers. Yeah, they use social media to promote some products and as a vehicle to get certain messages out. But you're obviously of a different generation. You use it as a different tool, a different asset. How do you juggle, or how will you juggle, Josh, after a bad game, down the road, maybe you get benched, maybe you're not playing yet, you want to play. Does Josh Rosen whip out the old phone or the laptop and start tweeting away? How do you deal with that as a pro?
Well, I think that's up to discretion, but I think if you really look at sort of, I mean, the age of players, you look at kind of guys coming out now that are using social media to do incredible things. I mean, J.J. Watt raised $30 million for Houston hurricane relief, a lot of it through social media. You see Russell Wilson is doing a lot on social media. You see, I keep going back to Chris Long and all these guys that use social media for a lot of good things. And I think sometimes some of these older players just didn't grow up with it. I mean, it's integrated into our life. And whether we want our athletes to be on it or partake or whatever or not, it's going to happen. I mean, that's just the age in which we grew up. I mean, you're not going to get mad at Peyton coming in as a rookie and saying you're using a cell phone when your parents used like dial-up phones or whatever. I mean, it's just, you just kind of have to understand the times and you have to look at those greats and take the good of what you want and then find out what works for you. I think Aaron Rodgers' demeanor and how he carries himself is something that I absolutely want to model myself after, but maybe Peyton Manning's social media Twitter game isn't something I want to take after. But they're just a new group of millennials coming up, and it's the world is changing, and I think the idea is not to be scared of it, but is to get ahead of it and use it for greater good and to do good things. And the one thing I think Twitter's really good about, I actually don't use it very much, but I'm actually trying to learn how to a little bit because it connects players really well with one another. It connects the NFL to each other, and it allows you to communicate on a much easier and quicker basis.
Josh, one of the other things a lot of people say about you is that you're opinionated, that you're focused on so many different things. And hell, I remember from my days, I told that line as well and got me in trouble expressing my opinion sometimes. But I honestly appreciate that. But you have a ton of interest. I think sometimes that can rub vets the wrong way. But whatever locker room you step into, and eventually you're going to be the guy under center, you're going to have to become that leader. You're going to have to be the voice of this organization or to explain what happened on Sunday or explain what the process is going forward. What kind of leader do you think you can be in an NFL locker room where it's not, you know, college kids anymore? It's grown men who have a job to do and are depending upon you for their livelihood.
Well, let's just not say the teammates, like the GM and assistant GM and head of college scouting. If I bust, that's their jobs. They're moving. They're going somewhere else. They're picking up their family. So there's a lot of pressure, and you have a responsibility to succeed, and you have to do that. And I'm going to put absolutely every ounce and second of my time into ensuring that I succeed in the NFL. And there's absolutely no doubt in my mind that I'm going to be the last quarterback in this draft class standing when all is said and done, years down the road. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind. But in balancing all that other stuff, I think you have a duty to your team, but you also have a duty to humankind, to be a good person. If you're going to coop up in some mansion and wherever and not do anything with your money and be super quiet. I think that's kind of, you're doing a disservice because I'm not that special. I just happen to be able to throw a ball very well. And I'm going to make a bunch of money doing it. And I think that I owe people around the world at least a little something to try and make someone else's life a little better. Because if they had that arm and I wasn't, I would hope that they did the same for me. But the main thing is still the main thing. Football is football, and I will put absolutely everything I have into it. But you kind of have to not forget your duty as a human.
Josh Rosen, quarterback UCLA, with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Josh, you know, the cyclical nature of draft analysis, it goes in peaks and valleys, and seems like every other week there's an interesting story. But what I find very interesting, because it doesn't match up with your football skill, Josh Allen has been pegged, number one overall pick. We've heard, of course, Sam Darnold right in the mix, number one overall pick. We've also heard, more recently, matter of fact, this gained a little traction yesterday, that Baker Mayfield could go first overall to the Browns. We have not heard at all Josh Rosen, your name. Have you reconciled within that you're not going to be the first overall pick?
Well, you know, I think the media likes flashy quarterbacks, and I think I'm a boring quarterback. I think I sit in the pocket, and I think I deliver the ball where it needs to be. I mean, in the NFL, the test of time is to be a quarterback and deliver the ball, get it out as quick as possible, and put as little stress in your offensive line. I don't care how athletic you are, your receivers are more athletic than you. And that's the goal. I mean, if I have Tiki at running back, I'm not going to tell him to go block and run the ball myself. I'm going to give it to him and let him do what they pay him to do. So I think maybe kind of when you say we never hear about this, we never hear about that, it's a lot of media speculation. I think a lot of these GMs know what they're doing. And sometimes maybe even use media as a mouthpiece for themselves to try and manipulate things one way or another. But I don't really pay attention to that much. I mean, my entire career I've been the number two guy. I mean, I remember coming out of high school Ricky Town was the number one dude. He was going to SC. He was gonna bring him back to the early 2000s. And I was the number two guy going to UCLA, and I'm still here. Blake Barnett, he was the Elite 11 MVP. He was the dude. He was going to go to Bama. He was going to continue the dynasty. And I'm still here talking to you now. Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, all these dudes. They're the number one dude. They're gonna kill it. They're gonna be the secret sauce in the NFL. And I'm positive. I promise you guys, I will persevere.
Josh, you're teamed up with Old Spice for their Old Spice Red Collection. These are premium scents. Tell us about the newest one called Captain.
Yeah, so we're hanging out with Old Spice, and we're trying to get the word about this Captain scent. It's a premium scent, and you don't actually have to spend too much money for it. So I can roll up there on stage with Roger Goodell and hopefully shake his hand and smell good while doing it.
So to Josh Rosen with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. So, you know, there's so much in play and so much really depends upon in terms of future success down the road. Tiki certainly talks about this all the time, where you get drafted, how you're insulated, offensive line coordinators, all that stuff, receivers, style, division in which you play, myriad options here and fluctuations for determining how well a quarterback will do. However, you know, you strike me as somebody, I wanted you to weigh in on this, as somebody who would certainly embrace a primetime market, you know, like in New York. Mm-hmm. Giants have the second overall pick, Teague's former team. I'm a Jets fan. We got the number three pick. Do you have a certain preference where you would go or what city am I playing?
So I think those are two different questions. I think there's one that doesn't matter where you go, and the other is, do you have a preference? It absolutely matters where you go. I just don't think we actually have the knowledge yet to make that decision. I think you always can, in retrospect, say you should have gone here, you should have gone there. But it absolutely matters where you go. I just don't know where I should go. But in terms of preference, you might have a preference for one particular facet or the other. But in an overarching thing, I don't know enough about the NFL to have a preference of like with legitimate backing, because all I know is I don't know the inner workings of the NFL. I can't speak on it, and I'm not going to form a preference if I'm not going to think I'm a better fit for this one team if this other team has done much more research on me and they're positive that I'm going to be a better fit there. So I just want teammates again. I want to belong to a team, and I want to get in the hunt, and I want to be one of the 32 that's chasing a Super Bowl.
All right, Josh Rosen. We're going to hear his name early, Teach.
Hey, we enjoyed that, Josh. Good luck to you, man. This was fun.
Yeah, good stuff. Thank you, pal.
Thanks for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.